Dear friends in Jesus, not too long ago, a home caught fire and burned down in Los Angeles, killing 6 people. What made this accident exceptionally tragic was the fact that the homeowner had been planning for a month to install a smoke alarm, but kept putting it off and postponing it because she had been very busy with other stuff at the time. Her negligence and her procrastination cost her 6 of her beloved family, and there was absolutely nothing she could do to turn back the clock. Dear friends in Jesus, there are so many things that we want to do and need to do in life, but we keep putting them off and postponing them. One reason why we do so is because we think we have time. But the fact is, what we have is only this moment, and the next moment is not guaranteed to us. Our life here on earth is so precarious that tragedy can hit us where we are and at any moment. We got to keep this in mind and do whatever we got to do before it is too late. The season of Advent is the God-given time for us to look into some of the important things we have been putting off in life and take time to attend them so that we do not have to feel sorry like the lady in Los Angeles. To give an example or two, there are parents who want to get closer to their children, but the exigencies of life seem to get in the way. There are husbands and wives who both want and need to deepen their relationship, but keep postponing it until they are like 2 ships passing in the night. There are some of us who may have to quit a bad habit before long, but keep procrastinating. Some of us may want to get rid of our sins by making a good confession, but cannot find time for it in our busy schedule. Advent is the time to take care of these important things so that we appear to the Lord as new and changed when He comes to visit us on the day of Christmas. Today, being the first weekend of Advent, the readings insist that we prepare ourselves for the second coming of Jesus. How do we prepare ourselves well for the second coming of Jesus? According to St. Paul, in today's second reading, we do so by abounding in love. Doing so, says St. Paul, we present ourselves to God as blameless when He comes in glory. Yes, dear friends, this is how we prepare for the second coming of Jesus, by living a life of love. Jesus Himself makes it very clear to us that He will judge us based on love when He comes in His glory. Can we call ourselves people of love right now? If Jesus were to come today, does He find love in us, or does He find hatred and jealousy instead? There is a story of 5 people who froze to death around a campfire on a bitterly cold night. Each of them had a piece of wood which they could have contributed to the fire, but for various reasons, justifiable and satisfactory only to themselves, they kept their word to themselves. A woman would not give her piece of wood because there was a man in the group, and she hated all men because of what one man did to her long ago. A homeless man would not give up his piece of wood because there was a rich man in the circle. The rich man refused to give up his wood because his contribution would warm someone who was shiftless and lazy. Another woman would not put in her piece of wood because there was someone who went to a rival denominational church. An African American withheld his piece of wood as a way of getting even with all white people for whatever he thought they had done to him and his race. And so the fire died out. Yes, they all withheld their pieces of wood for reasons justifiable only to them. The story ended with a note. They did not die from the cold without. They died from the cold within. Dear friends in Jesus, this is what happens to us if we are not people of love. We bring destruction upon ourselves on the day of the Lord. Love not only prepares us well for the second coming of Jesus, but also make our life here on earth right now better by giving us self-worth. When we know we are loved, we realize our worth and significance. Without it, we feel unworthy and insignificant. Love makes us strong because when in love, we know we are not alone. The realization that people we love stand by us, support us, and fight for us gives us strength. Love also eases our anxiety and fear because we know we face life together with people we love. According to Jesus, in today's gospel, we should always pray as preparation for his second coming. Pray so that you have the strength to withstand the coming of the Son of Man, he tells us in the gospel. And this is what he himself did in preparation for the big events of his life. For example, he spent a lot of time praying before he began his ministry of preaching and healing. He did the same before his passion and death. And this is how we prepare for his second coming, by spending time in prayer. Prayer helps us prepare for the second coming because in prayer God directs our life in the way we should travel. Saint John Paul II wanted to become an actor, but a night of prayer with God changed his life. God showed him a new direction in life when he prayed. Advent is the right time to cultivate the habit of prayer. Try to attend weekday masses as often as you can. Pray the rosary every day as a family. Read the Bible daily and reflect on it. Visit the Lord in the adoration chapel we have every day. Pray for those in need. If we do this, we will have strength to face the Lord on the day of his coming. We can stand erect and welcome him whenever he comes. And our prayers today is, Lord Jesus, help us attend to the important things we have been putting off. Help us abound in love and prayer so that we have strength to welcome you whenever you come. Amen.